This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Socks for Jennifer.
No.
Kenny, you got socks on?
I do. I don't think I have any holes in these. So.
Really? Are they white, brown, blue? What
black.
Color?
White.
White socks. White. Yeah, I wear white socks as well. They're much cooler, absorb a lot of the things that come from sweaty feet. Great way. All right, stand there. Are you okay?
Whew. Sorry, you mentioned sweaty feet. I just got a little crazy.
Really?
Sure. Yeah.
Interested in sweaty feet? Okay.
You know, my feet sweat when I wear Payless shoes.
Uh-huh. There you go.
But I still, that's almost all I wear.
Mm-hmm. Doug Steffen's Good Day program, information and conversation about what's going on in the world, the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria, according to the bold declaration of its leader. It wants to be the focal point of the global Islamist movement. And so the cry, the battle cry, calling on Muslims around the world to swear allegiance to Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. What do the average Muslim residents of Detroit, Dearborn, for example, think about that? What are the average people who live in London who are Muslim think about that? Wherever else there are outside of the Middle East, wherever there are large groups of Muslims, what do they think about this? The group is called the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria, ISIS. How do they get ISIS? The Islamic State in, Iraq and Syria. Got it. ISIS, right. The reason I ask about that is because there's a lady who runs a clinic in Boston. It's called ISIS. And it's about all kinds of natural and healing homeopathic things. And when I saw this at first, I thought, wow.
Isn't it also the name of a superhero?
ISIS?
Yeah, isn't that a superhero name?
Yeah, it seems like that was somebody that was somehow connected to Shazam.
There you go.
Shazam. Uh-huh. All right, so the situation in the Middle East, tinderbox that it is and has been for most of our lives, Israeli leader Netanyahu vowing tough responses after yesterday's funeral for those teens that were killed. Now, the cabinet was meeting today to determine a response. The Israelis blame Hamas, the militant group, for having done that. Do you think Hamas is interested in stirring the pot? And if they are, why is it that they keep stirring the pot? Go back to the time when, what's his face? Who ran Hamas? Palestine, PLO, Arafat. What he got out of stirring the pot. This is why we don't always, you don't see this, you don't sense it, you don't get out of the news media. Arafat
mm-hmm.
died a billionaire. His wife lives in Paris. She was, I don't know, 25 years younger than he was. She has all his money. So where'd the money come from? He didn't have a job. He came from a poor family. So how did, when he died, Arafat have these vast fortunes? How'd that happen? Have you ever seen an explanation of that? Ever seen anybody delve into and investigate how Arafat got all his money? Where do you think it came from? His entourage, 30, 40 people around him all the time? I witnessed it firsthand when I met the guy in Barcelona? I forget even where I met him. I was with a group of people in an evening meeting with him. Mm-hmm. And it was bizarre. It was like you were meeting a head of state or something.
Well,
I guess he was.
You were, yeah.
Yeah, but he was self-declared. Nobody elected him. He somehow or other figured out how to get the power, and that's what this guy is doing. It's the same thing. All of these people who declare now, Saddam Hussein supposedly got elected. How many other people do you see as titular heads of state around the world that really didn't get elected? Jong-un, whatever his name is, the kid in North Korea.
Kim Jong-un.
Yeah. The people that are in China who are, some of them supposedly elected. Look at Putin. He was supposedly elected, too. You think he won fair and square? You don't think they stuffed the ballot boxes a little bit over there?
Oh, I'm sure. There's a lot of tinkering.
Okay.
Do you think people think that about our ballot boxes here?
Well, no, let's go to Putin for a second. Let's walk away from Arafat.
Okay.
Maybe we'll talk about Bill Clinton even. So here are people that come from nothing. Arafat came from nothing, zero. Putin came from a family that just could barely afford a roof over their head. Bill Clinton grew up in a less than stellar reality,
mm-hmm.
had no money. What do all these people have in common? Look at the status that they gained by leading. Now, Clinton
I'll tell you, they
was
have,
elected sort of fair and square.
Yeah, but they have charisma
mm-hmm.
for their people.
That's
now,
how they make a lot of money.
Yeah, we look charisma. At Putin and we think, okay, not a lot of charisma. But for the Russians, obviously he has something or he wouldn't be where he is.
Yeah.
Clinton definitely is probably, I mean, he and Reagan are the most charismatic leaders that we've had in at least the last
Reagan
50
never
years.
Went on a speaking, Reagan never was a public speaker, never
I think he
out
was already starting to feel,
was,
well, his age was
yeah, right,
more advanced.
Dementia. He had plenty of, he had lots of money when he became president. He had tons of money
right.
when he became president. And so the difference between he made it before he became president. Clinton made it after he
right,
was
because,
president.
I mean, when they left the presidency, the Clinton said that they were
so,
I
but
mean, broke.
I'm wondering whether there's a correlative posture here. Maybe it's just food for thought about Putin and this guy. Even if we just talk about Arafat instead of the guy who's now declaring the state of, you know, the Iraqi Syrian state. Where do these people come from? They all have the same basic desire. They want to be the boss. They want to be in charge. They want to be in control. Bill Clinton admitted that he was a control freak. And that's why, you know, he wanted to be president. He knew he could do a pretty good job, and he did a pretty good job, actually, given the factions that he had to deal with and his own personal screw-ups. He actually did a fairly good job, given what we have to work with. And so, when at the end of the day, he's done a decent job as president, does he deserve to make $200,000 a speech? He's made...
That's not up to us to say, though. I mean, obviously, market pays him what
yeah,
he's...
I mean, that's what he deserves, to get what he can get.
I mean, I don't think anybody should make that much for a speech, but obviously people disagree with me.
I think if you're worth it, if somebody pays you, you're worth it. I don't think it makes any difference what you do.
Right.
The guy who ran Procter & Gamble, whoever, you know, if he made $8 million a year, somebody figured he was worth it, so that's why they paid him $8 million a year. That's what it works. That's what the value is, whatever you can get for your services at the time. How is it that Rush Limbaugh is going to make $66 million this year? You think I'm going to be on that totem pole? Well, I like to be sure. Is my program as good as his? In many ways, it's better. But what have I done or not done to put me in the same position that he's in? Or even Sean Hannity or some of the other people we were talking about yesterday and how much money they were making. It's a whole different gig. If I didn't have the farm, I would have probably done what Glenn Beck did. But I made a choice. This program is every bit as good, not because of me necessarily, but because of the components. Jennifer and Kenny, this is a wonderful, this is an extraordinary program. Whether those of you who are lucky enough to be listening to it or not think that, this is an extraordinary radio program. And I say that proudly because even though it bears my name, there are lots of pieces of the pie that go with this. There, people have sacrificed a lot, given a lot, and not necessarily have they gotten a lot out of it. It is an extraordinary group of people with extraordinary ideas, and that sort of thing is what great radio is made from. And the radio programs I was talking about, Glenn Beck's, you have a extraordinary radio program? It's an okay radio program. Does Limbaugh have an extraordinary radio program? He used to. I don't think it's that good anymore. Hannity the same. But they've got momentum and a big machine behind them, and they know how to do some of the things that are necessary to make a lot of money and put the pieces together that way. I haven't always done that. That doesn't take away from the fact that this program is a valuable asset to people who listen to it and stations that carry it. It's kind of a cool thing. I'm very proud of what's been accomplished here. But, you know, I'm not interested in taking over the radio world. If I were, yes, I would have done things a lot differently than I have to this point. And so these guys, Limbaugh came from modest means. Glenn Beck came from less than modest means. Hannity, average suburban kid. So, you know, I'm just using the radio world as a comparative to the world of politics or government or domain. Domination. I don't. That's not the word I'm looking for. What's the word I'm looking for? Having a big positive impact on whatever it is that your chosen career is. This guy that's running ISIS wants to control the world, and he wants to kill everybody that doesn't agree with him. That's how you get power. You think Putin's any different? Putin's the same. He's exactly the same.
Most people in search of power are that way.
I mean,
we've talked about religion in the last hour. We talked about this now. I mean, that's what it's about. It's about getting as many people to follow you as possible.
I will follow him. 18 after the hour on Good Day.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at O'Reilly Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Hi, friends. It's Doug Steffen with some great ideas on how to spruce up your home from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. Want to try a new color? Test it first by painting a sample on a cardboard square. Hang it in the room for a few days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you're ready to go. Have more painting questions? The experts at Sherwin-Williams can help you out with easy-to-use color selection tools. You can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
I'm in Yosemite National Park to talk Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream with the Miller family. So how many itchy bug bites and rashes do you have?
33 bites.
34!
And a case of poison ivy.
It itches.
Do not scratch.
Miller family, relief starts now. Gold Bond has twice the itch-fighting medicine of hydrocortisone cream.
Ooh.
Plus aloe and vitamin E. It's fast relief on contact.
Feels better already. Who's up for a hike?
Look at the big kitty.
I'm out. Gold Bond Rapid Relief Cream. Relief starts now.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions. They secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
You think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, like
that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
I'm supposed to. What am I supposed to be doing here?
Talk now, Dougie.
I'm just talk. Yeah. Talk.
Cool.
The tropical storm, first named tropical storm of the season is Arthur.
Oh, come on. Arthur's not going to do any damage.
I know.
Well, there is a lot of hoopla about this. Yesterday at this time, there were a lot of people who said the holiday, the 4th of July, is going to be a wipeout. It's going to be horrible. And it's going to be a two-day storm coming up the East Coast. Well, now it looks like it's blowing out to sea before it gets up to the Northeast. But maybe your area, Richie, you're going to have a lot of rain on Friday.
We're going to get a little rain.
Yeah, right. But it's not a bad thing.
It's nice when you have a storm and it's got its own theme, though.
Yeah, right. Exactly. There was a movie made about this storm.
Arthur's theme.
You haven't even got it. Right, exactly. All right, so don't worry about the weather. Enjoy yourself. It's 21 after the hour. This is a good day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Life's getting better.
And Jay-Z may be on the rocks. Jennifer may be more familiar with this connection or lack of connection.
Well, remember, the rumor started swirling after that weird altercation
the
with
elevator
Beyonce's
fight.
Sister Solange, where she attacked Jay-Z in the elevator.
Yeah.
And then they kind of played it off. But, you know, the rumor is that maybe he has a wandering eye and he's cheating on Beyonce. Now, she performed Resentment. She added fuel to the fire when she performed Resentment, which is a 2006 track off of her B-Day album. And she changed the line, been riding with you for 6 years, why did I deserve to be treated this way by you? And then she changed it to been riding with you for 12 years, why do I deserve to be treated this way by you? Emphasizing the amount of years she's been with Jay-Z and drawing loud roars from the crowd.
Really?
So a lot of speculation about whether or not there is infidelity.
What a jerk cheats on Beyonce. Like, really?
Well, I mean, I think all along, and we always thought Jay-Z was a jerk. Didn't even President Obama call him a jackass?
No, that was Kanye West.
That was Kanye, okay. So, no, Jay-Z.
Jay-Z and Beyonce and the Obamas are very tight, actually.
Yeah.
In fact, the rumor in Star Magazine, like, I don't know, 2-3 months ago, was that
an affair with her.
Beyonce and Barack sitting in a tree.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
Really?
Wouldn't that be great? Oh, would that be so scandalous?
That's why Michelle is setting herself up to run for the Senate in Illinois. Maybe she's trying to, after they get
break
out
away,
of office.
Break away, just like Hillary, right?
Well, Hillary didn't really break away. There's a certain amount of security that Hillary has in the relationship with Bill Clinton.
It's called a beard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be something?
Huh? What, if Barack and Beyonce get together?
And just the fact
you like
that
it?
A magazine actually does that.
To the president of the United States.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right, other people in the news. Yeah. Emma Watson under investigation for employing foreign housekeepers that may not be legal.
No.
Ooh, wow. She brought her American housekeeper to work in London for her, not proper documentation. So what happens is when you go to even England, you have to have, in order to get a work visa, you got to have proper declaration. So she just flew her over there and brought her to the house, and so now she could face a $17,000 penalty.
Kind of ridiculous, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. I think it's very silly. Robin Williams checking into rehab because he's having a hard time with his focus on trying to be sober. After working back-to-back projects, he's simply taking the opportunity to fine-tune his commitment to being sober. I shouldn't chuckle about it.
Would have never thought that guy had an addiction problem.
Are you being facetious?
He's just so over the top.
But he's been sober for a long time.
You would think, yeah.
He had a lot of trouble with substance abuse in the 80s.
Yeah.
There's no way you pull off that Mork and Mindy bit without a little help.
Oh, Rich.
From your friends.
Yeah. So you think, well, he admitted that he thought he could handle the addiction on his own, but then he said you can't. That's the bottom
line.
He's
going in for a little too.
Yeah.
Right.
No, that's good.
I admire it.
You
really
I do too, but it's just, you watch him as Mork and Mindy, that thing is so over the top. It's unbelievable. It's hysterical. I loved it. But there's no way you do that on your own.
Really, you have to have help.
I need a little help from your friends.
Yeah, who else might be in that catalog, Richie?
Well, I mean, it makes you wonder, his hero was Jonathan Winter. I mean, did that guy, take a nip here and there?
Jonathan Winters?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
No,
what I always love, though, is Louis Armstrong.
Comedians.
Louis Armstrong said he every day woke up and smoked weed in order to get himself into the place where he could create.
A lot of comedians do it, though.
28 after the hour on Good Day. Stop harming your body with coffee from grocery stores or most chains. Start making a difference one cup at a time. We've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee. It's truly the best of the best. BuzzBox Coffee is a USDA organic, so no harmful pesticides or toxins. Shade-grown coffee, meaning less acidity and no heartburn. Top 1% Arabica grade and more. 10% of future purchases helped by 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastley Farm. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound is free.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
You know Bellawood Flooring for its beauty and durability. And now at Lumber Liquidators, Bellawood Flooring is on sale. Get 10% off every Bellawood pre-finished floor, including solid hardwood, ultra-strand bamboo, and Bellawood mat with a unique oil-finished look. Save big on pre-finished hardwood at just $1.69 a square foot and Black Forest laminate for only 49 cents. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Over 70 flooring deals and special 12-month financings available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
Really?
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah, that's like so
good.
Good.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
It's smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams...
Headlines, suspensions, FCC investigations.
That's Man Cow for you.
Hear him here. GCA.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now I'm giving it away free. All All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Program.
He's not right, man.
It's the 4th of July vacation week for lots of people. So if you're having your vacation, it's swell, unless you're on the East Coast, where you could have your vacation affected by Hurricane
Arthur.
Arthur. I want to get to that in just a moment, but I've sort of been influenced somewhat today. As you know, I am very much myself on my radio program and have been pretty much through my entire career, much to my chagrin, oftentimes, well, not oftentimes, but once in a while, when I get off on a toot. Richie calls it a rant. Sometimes he curbs me, sometimes because I'm very passionate about some things. I tend to not necessarily be a great conversationalist.
Uh-oh. So what's going on?
I'm sort of back into... Kenny, you may have some comments on the interview that I had with this lady about the VA. You're welcome to pass them along. 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Jennifer or Ken or Richie at DougStefan.com or Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day Show. I know apologetic is probably not the right word. I just have strong feelings about some things. And the woman that we had on earlier, for those of you who didn't hear it, completely annoyed me. And so I became sort of belligerent with her. But when she was off on, we were talking about the VA and how wonderful it is, and the government, we shouldn't privatize hospitals and because of profit making. I mean, come on. There are some things government, what really hit my heart button was when she was talking about how government does a good job. So I pressed her on it. Okay. And I think, Kenny, that's when the wheels went off on the rails, when I said to her, what is it that government does well? And she started talking about the roads. And at that point, I went off on my toot.
I think the funniest part is why you pressed her on these things. Tell everybody why you felt the need to press her.
Well, because
Chris told him to.
Yeah.
That's what he wants.
We had a conversation with somebody a day or two ago.
Yesterday.
Richie didn't like the interview because I didn't press
it was
this person for
a
It was on the Hobby Lobby thing, and Doug was just like, okay. Right. Just kind of let them just say whatever they wanted and never pressed him on it. So today, he pummels his poor woman.
She goes, well, wait, isn't that great? She was out. She didn't even want to talk anymore.
She didn't stand a chance.
Well, yeah. But it shows you, even with the experience, I've been on the radio for 50 years. Close to it.
I've been on the radio.
Oh, stop here. You just be quiet. That doesn't mean that I have to sound like I just have a lot of experience.
Yes,
I've talked to tens of thousands of people over the years, and I know how to talk to people most of the time. But I'm a human being, and so in these circumstances, because what you hear from me is what I believe. You will not ever hear from me some position that I don't believe in. Well, for whatever the reason, there are some things. For example, what made me think about it was looking at something that's going on here in Massachusetts that when back to the what does government do that's good question, here's the state of Massachusetts effective today raising the price for registering a vehicle from $50 to $60, raising what it costs you to get a test, a road test, from $20 to $35, raising what it costs you to get your car inspected from $29 to $35. And what's the justification? Well, it costs us more money to do that. It doesn't address whether they do a good job or not. Do you know that the state has closed half the registry offices? The average waiting time in registry offices around the state is an hour and 40 minutes. You walk through the door and expect to sit there on your butt for almost 2 hours before anybody even talks to you about anything. And they want more money for this? That's what I'm that's the kind of stuff I'm talking about. It's just not acceptable. You couldn't do that and run a private business and stay in business, could you?
You'd go out of business.
You would. So that's my point. Even though I didn't make it well, perhaps, with this woman, because she so annoyed me with her, oh, my God, look at this. I'm going to have, this is, I wish I had the television camera on. I'm not sure what the...
What's happening?
What's she doing? Oh, she's trying to make her way over to you, isn't she?
Well, no. Well, you know, yeah.
She wants to be closer to you.
No. She knows you're upset.
No, it's not that.
She's bumping into the walls.
No, she has a halo on. Meredith bought her a halo to guide her as she walks around. I was talking about my dog, Charlotte, who's lost her sight. And, she's been really very good since she came back from having her other eye taken out last week. How she's recovered, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I was going to get a video of her yesterday rolling around on the lawn like she always has.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, getting back to sort of where she can be herself. And so I'm not sure she knows what to make. Meredith put her this halo is you attach it to her midsection sort of, and it's a round metallic light device that sort of enshrouds her head, so that when she walks into something, she will feel this before she walks into it with her head. And she's now gotten, we even got her to walk up some steps last night, but she's walking around the hallways and stuff and has familiarized herself with, you know, re-familiarized herself with her environment. And mostly that's around smells. But we have to get a picture of this, all right? Let's take a picture of this so that people can see what the update is. But I can see where it's light enough, so it won't really bother her, but it'll give her sort of the early warning radar of what happens, you know, when you get too close to something.
Right, like a cane.
Yeah, right. But she's got her appetite back. I mean, she lost a little weight, but the phenomenon of what has happened with his dog is just amazing.
Okay, so what did she do that made you cry just now?
Well, I saw her with the halo on for the first time.
Aww.
Mary just brought her down the hallway and brought her in here because she has, we created a sort of sandbox here in the studio, in a manner of speaking. It's a great big box that's enclosed where she can come in. She wants to be, it's in sort of the same place where her chair used to be, where she would sit and sleep and snore. And so she now, because she feels comfortable and she knows that I'm here, she'll settle right down and she's had her breakfast and stuff and she'll go to sleep. It's kind of fun to look at her with Meredith. Take a picture and we'll send that out so people can see it on Facebook. It really is. And with that, it's an extraordinary thing what this dog has been through. Anyway, and I'm glad it got me off of whatever toot I was on.
Today's the guy while we're here.
What's that?
How's the guy doing who
hit her?
Eric is his
name.
How's
he feeling?
It's interesting because we were talking about this last night at dinner, and Meredith asked me if I blamed him for what happened, and I didn't, and I haven't. Was I bothered by it?
But how is he handling it?
Accident
or not, it's got, you know.
He did not handle it well at first, and then I called him about 3 or 4 hours into it when Charlotte was on the operating table, and I said, you know, this is not really your fault. And Charlotte, because during her life, she has come to where the vehicle. So I drive a Ford 350 pickup truck with a 7.3-liter engine. It's a diesel, and all of my trucks are basically powered by the same engine. So when you start the truck, all the trucks sound the same. And it happened that Charlotte was walking in the barnyard with me, and we were going to put her into the truck. I was going to put her. I wasn't we. I said, jump in the truck, and we would go. And she decided, as she often does, to ignore me, like most of the women in my life.
Were you saying something?
Yeah, right. So she walked over to the barn with me, and she was nosing around. And Eric had thrown some stuff on one of the trucks, and he started the engine, and she heard it. So she walked toward the truck. He didn't see her because she was halfway sort of behind the barn. And as he moved, she moved, and that's the circumstance.
And she can't see so well.
And right. She wasn't seeing that well anyway, and so that's what created the circumstance that brought her to the point of where she is now.
So anyway, how is he doing now?
He was gone for 3 or 4 days. I'll probably see him today for the first time since last week. He is very solicitous of her, wants to find out how she's doing. Whenever he and I might be in the truck together, a couple of the Brazilian kids that worked here gravitated to Charlotte tremendously. And so when they get in the truck with me, she would scrunch over to them and they would be, you know, they're patting her and, you know, just being solicitous of her friendship. She's very warm and she happens to like the Brazilians a lot. And she's never really taken to Eric, but now when Eric gets in the truck and we're going somewhere to do something, he'll bring Charlotte over to her, to him, and pat her and massage her, and so she relaxes and gets right next to him. And I think that in a way gives him some comfort, frankly, because he does feel extraordinarily guilty about this. And it's just, you know, I have taken responsibility for her too, because she's had, you know, she's had the run of the yard
all
of her life.
Right, yeah.
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 But everybody paid attention to her. So when there was noise around, if I was on a tractor, she walked with me and I got on a tractor and started it, she would walk away from the tractor. Even though she wanted to kind of meet with me, she would walk away from the tractor because she knew it was something that was big and something she needed to stay away from. She wasn't always the same. I mean, you could never have her, where I am in Santa Monica is a busy road, and it always, as much as I don't like to talk about fear-based thinking, I would never bring her out of the house without a leash on her.
Oh, yeah.
Never,
no way.
Never, ever bring her out. Without, I mean, unless it's 2 o'clock in the morning when
even
I'm on the air and she has to go out and I bring her across the street and she'd do a tinkle and come back to the house with me. But for the most part, she's always controlled or contained because she doesn't understand cars. I don't know whether most dogs are like that or not. I mean, those two pugs that you have, Richie, I can't imagine them on that street that you're in. Your street is a development street. It's not really a main street, but I wouldn't imagine you'd let the dogs out.
I do.
Free. Do you really?
Yeah, I mean, I've trained them to basically stay in the front yard, and they're very good at it. But let me tell you something. We don't get many cars come down our street, but...
But a residence. That's it. It's a residential.
Yeah, and it's not a through street, so...
Yeah. Right.
So I jump back there. You know, if a car does come, I make sure the dogs are right next to me.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I really wanted to do is train them to be off-leash dogs.
Yeah.
But my wife doesn't feel comfortable having them out
well,
there.
Well, Charlotte's been, never mind off-leash, she just, you know, had the run of the
right.
place easy
yeah.
on the farm.
Right.
Because she wouldn't go that. She'd walk around the barn in the morning. She had an hour routine. She'd go out in the morning, do her business, and she'd walk around the barnyard and go into the barn, and she'd spend a good hour just smelling, doing the things that dogs do just to see what's going on. And so that's not something she can do now because she can't, I wouldn't let her go over to the barn by herself because who knows what she's going to get into. She can't see. So we built sort of a contained area for her. But she's changing dramatically back to being Charlotte. And it's really, I mean, I was so worried about this. I thought, my God, how is she going to be able to do without seeing? And all the vets said,
they
Carlson,
get over it.
They are like that, she's over it. I mean, does she like not being able to see? No, I don't think she but does.
But
is it
know,
getting in the way of her?
Losing her sight
yeah,
before
right.
the accident. So
yeah.
for her, that's probably the least of the changes, I would imagine.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She said, the healing with the stitches is itchy.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's kind of getting to her at the moment. So now she's, we have this halo on her, and she's leaned over to go to sleep because that's what she does when she's around me. She always kind of in the studio circumstances.
So we do when we're around you too, Doug.
I know, thank you.
Right.
All right, television report coming up in 60 seconds here on Good Day.
Geico presents Strange Saving Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Every summer we go to Canyon Woods. Love getting outside. Love the hiking. Hate the itching and irritation from poison ivy, bug bites, all the things that keep me inside. So I need something strong.
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing is clinically proven with the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available for fast, long-lasting relief of itching and irritation with 7 moisturizers to help heal skin.
I finally have the relief I need.
Hey, Jan, check this out.
On my way.
Cortisone 10. Feel the heal.
All right, a lot of things going on. CBS pulled a couple of shows. Why?
Well, they pulled Bad Teacher and they pulled Friends with Better Lives, Dougie. These were shows that were already kind of ill-fated. They had already been, they hadn't been picked up by CBS. They started late in the spring season, but they were going to run the rest of the episodes out during the summer. Well, now CBS said, we're not even going to air those. We're going to do repeats of Mom instead. That's kind of insulting if you're those TV shows. But they want to get people used to listening or watching Mom in their new time slots, so that's what it'll run instead.
Who knows about any of these shows?
I know. I've watched Friends with Better Lives, and I liked it. I thought it was cute.
Really?
I never saw Bad Teacher. But it was based on the movie with Cameron Diaz.
Speaking about Bad Teacher, I thought it was interesting what AMC has decided to do with Breaking Bad.
Really?
Yeah.
This actually makes a little bit of sense of me. So sense to me. So there's no new episodes of Breaking Bad, but AMC said Tuesday that it's going to fill its Sunday night schedule for 2 months with reruns of the series starring Bryan Cranston. The last original episode aired in September, but every episode will be shown during the network's Breaking Bad binge. They'll start from 5 p.m. to 1 a.m. every Sunday night from August 10th through October 5th. So they want to get the last little bit of lifeblood out of Breaking Bad, I think. Now, good news for Jennifer Love Hewitt fans. Boys, I know you like her.
Yes, we do.
I know you do. Yeah. She's going to be joining the cast of Criminal Minds. She's going to be taking over for Jean Triplehorn.
Is Jean Triplehorn?
I don't know who she is.
Yeah,
on
you know her.
She's got dark hair, pretty, kind of probably in her 40s, I would say, late 40s maybe.
So why she's not really she hasn't done those kind of shows. This is a
no.
Really,
well, she did though. The last one she did on cable was popular. What did she do? The what was it called? Ken the.
The one where she was the masseuse.
Yeah, the masseuse. Oh, gosh. And then yeah. She also did the ghost. Didn't she do Ghost Whisperer, too?
Yes, Ghost Whisperer.
So she's, yeah. She's no stranger to TV, but this will be a good role for her, especially now that she's a mom. She's going to want something kind of
special. All right, 4th of July weekend marathons.
Lots of marathon. NCIS, Dog the Bounty Hunter, Star Trek, The Twilight Zone, Dirty Jobs, The Walking Dead, Sex and the City, Criminal Minds, Modern Family, and Oprah all on Friday. Undercover Boss, Will and Grace, Heroes, Only in America with Larry the Cable Guy, and Deadliest Catch on Saturday. July 5th in NCIS.
I think I want to watch a marathon of Oprah.
You know, that sounds like a way to celebrate America, doesn't
it? Yeah.
It
has 51 after on Good Day.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
On today's Doug Steffen Good Day program, Warren Eckstein of The Pet Show. I actually was listening to you on the radio this weekend for whatever the reason. I'm trying to remember where I was.
But it's a good show, Doug.
Oh, it's a great show. It's not a good show. It's a great show.
I was just going to say, get a life, Doug.
But I have. You know, it's so funny. This, you know, I'm silly about stuff like this. I consider myself, when you and I are very good friends, and most of the people that I have on my program are my friends. And yet I still kind of get a kick, well, more than a kick, out of hearing my friends do a real radio show. I was thinking to myself, wow, Warren, he and I are friends. Like, I don't have any status at all in the world of radio. I'm giving it all to you. And it was kind of cool listening to you talk to these people, the advice that you were giving. I mean, that's why you're here, to help us with our needs, pet-wise. There's a story that we carried at DougSteffen.com this week, Warren. You probably saw it because you watch what we're doing here pretty carefully. I was thinking about the song, How Much Is That Dog in the Window? The residents of Palm Beach Gardens not asking if a regulation aimed at shutting down puppy and kitten mills goes into effect is a good one or a bad one. There are a lot of cities in Florida that are banning the sale of dogs and cats. We had a poll this week asking people where they got their dog or their cat. Interesting, 52% said from a shelter, which I thought was astounding. 21% said from a friend, a neighbor, or a family member. 12% said a breeder. 9% a pet store. 6% said an ad in the paper. So 9% of the people who responded to this poll at DougStefan.com got their pet from these places, the dog stores. I don't think they sell them anymore at the big national chains, do they? I think the local stores sometimes sell them. But are there any national chains that are still selling dogs and cats?
I don't think there are too many. You know, the whole concept of the puppy mills, first of all, one of the things that's really changed, which is a good thing, I'm very much against any puppies being sold or any kittens being sold at pet stores, unless they've been converted to where they're selling or adopting rescue dogs or rescue kittens.
They all do the adoption shop rescues on exactly Saturdays and Sundays. And we have a PetSmart and a Petco within a couple of miles.
Well, they do that, do they? Yeah.
And every single one, every Saturday and Sunday, does the adoption thing.
But even some of the stores, I recently did a remote broadcast from Brentwood, California, which was a pet store that used to sell puppies, but because of protests and turning the people around, the owners of the pet store no longer sell puppies. But every day in their store are dogs and cats from different rescues and adoptions, and the numbers that are being adopted out are absolutely tremendous. So
really,
it's a good thing. Yeah. Puppy mills, you know, I've been investigating them for like 30 years, and the bottom line is, if you're looking for a good pet, you go to the local shelter, you go to the local humane society, and you adopt a pet. There's no need to purchase a pet from a pet store because they're abused, and as long as people buy them,
it doesn't mean that there aren't still puppy mills. There are.
Yeah, of course.
They're just private now.
Yeah, right.
And a lot of the puppy mills, and I hate to say this, but a lot of the puppy mills are run by the Amish, and that's a big problem in Pennsylvania.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, their feeling about animals is, you know, even their own animals is basically they care for them, but the bottom line is they're not part of the family like your dog or my dog would be. Yeah. So there's a lot of money to be spent in breeding puppies, and it's a big mistake, and everyone should just adopt.
Still see signs on the side of the road, puppies for sale.
Yeah.
Or you can go to I pulled up to Home Depot the other day. There was a guy there with like three little pit bull puppies that he was trying to sell, and actually I took all three of them and brought them to the local humane society. There's no kill that I know.
Thank
but the
you.
Bottom line is, yeah, you can find people like this. If there's money to be made, people's humanity just disappears for some reason.
We have a story also at DougStefan.com about this golden retriever that went missing during a camping trip in Tahoe National Forest. The dog was reunited after 2 years.
Yeah, I read that story.
He
was
shot by a hunter and just all kinds. They said he was skinny, but he was fine.
You know, that's another thing.
Did you hear they got him back?
How they got him back?
They heard that he was spotted, so they went and put his bed with some of their clothing with their scent on it.
Really?
Where he was spotted, and then they checked a week later, and he was laying in the bed.
My God.
They're amazing. And, you know, they want to live. They want to live. Their desire to be with us. I think that also helps in keeping them alive.
All right. You know what? I found out, because I saw a story this past week about the majority of shootings in most U.S. police departments involve animals, usually dogs. How eager or how ready the police are to open fire on dogs when they see them. Do you know anything about that?
A big problem I'm working on right now in Southern California with a group of people. There's been a tremendous increase in the amount of dogs being killed by officers.
Right.
And years ago, I used to teach officers. All the recruits coming into New York City, Nassau County Police Department had to spend time with me learning how to handle situations. They no longer do that, thus the problem where they don't know how to handle it.
Right.
They just shoot.
It's disgusting.
Absolutely.
It really is. It's very, I mean, well, what I would, what I have to say would go on for 5 minutes.
Time.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. 9124 or on the web at drortman.com.